You're on Texas Standard Time.
His letter begins, "Dear Mark Cuban, help us save Texas music." Audaciously written, I might add, by Michael Hall of Texas Monthly. Good to see you again, Michael.
Good to see you, David.
So was there some kind of spark for this letter to Mark Cuban?
Yes. For the last few months, I've been hearing about this amazing exhibit that was going to go up at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum in Nashville. And it was about basically all these Texas so-called outlaws from back in the 70s mm-hmm. who really changed country music. Willie and Waylon and Billy Joe Shaver.
But isn't that great that the Country Music Hall of Fame wants to honor the outlaws?
Oh, it's just awesome. And I don't know if you've been to the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. It is a fantastic place. It's a state-of-the-art 350,000 square foot museum. They have a $4 million endowment from Taylor Swift to do education exhibits for kids. They bring in kids and show them how to play music and show them how to write songs. They have panels. They show films. They have an artist in residence program. So it's fantastic. But the thing that hit me, and I think it hit other people too, is why aren't we doing this here in Texas?
So your letter to Mark Cuban was what? Will you help me do what? I mean, we think of Mark Cuban as not just the Dallas Mavericks owner, but he also does Shark Tank, right?
Yes. I mean, he's a guy who has an eye out for a great business idea. You know, the whole thing of find a need and fill it. Mm-hmm. That's what Mark Cuban does. And the idea of actually having a Texas Music Museum, it would not only succeed in showing Texas music for the amazing thing it is, I think it would also ultimately pay for itself and make money. I think it is an amazing business opportunity if done right.
So, dear Mark Cuban, would you, what, fund a Texas history museum? Surely there are other Texas music history museums.
There are a bunch of museums in Texas. There are some three dozen museums in Texas. They're all over the state, and they are run by incredibly passionate people who love their Texas music, love their country music, love their conjunto, love their polka, love their blues. But the idea of getting one place, one state-of-the-art place where we could really celebrate the incredible depth and variety of Texas music, there's nothing like that. And so the idea was, let's see if we can figure out a way to do this. And the way to do that would be by going to somebody who has the funds and some of the ideas to put something like this together.
If it's such a great idea, I think a listener might say, well, why hasn't someone done it yet?
People have tried. This is not a new idea. I mean, people have been trying this for 20 years now.
In fact, didn't the Texas legislature debate having an official state music museum?
The Ledge has been talking about this since 2003.
Wow.
And has actually made attempts in 2005, 2007, and this past session, this past year, 2017. All of the bills have died because there are so many people who are competing for this. It has led to nothing but, you know, political fistfights in the legislature.
So, in theory, if you had someone with deep enough pockets who could somehow transcend the political bickering, perhaps you could put together a Texas music museum that would be worthy of Texas music. That's the idea. Just, I mean, something really supersized.
Yeah, and you would really have to do it properly. I mean, it's not just a matter of signing a couple of checks. I mean, it's a matter of getting an endowment together, because this is going to cost so much money. It's mm-hmm. a matter of getting a board of directors of really smart people. It's a matter of going to the people who've done this before in Cleveland with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
right?
With the Grammy Hall of Fame, or with the Museum of Pop Culture up in Seattle, and the Country Music Hall of Fame, which, like I say, I mean, it's 51 years old. It began very small. I mean, it's gone through various iterations. So it's not like this is something we can just snap our fingers and do. But there's got to be a start. There's got to be, somebody's got to sit down and get this thing started.
Well, then let's just play this out. What if Mark Cuban were to contact you and say, you know, Michael Hall, I like this idea of yours.
Mark is open to the idea of some kind of a Texas music museum.
You know he is.
I believe he is. But like I say, this is the kind of thing that you would have to get so many ducks in a row on that he's certainly not going to commit to anything until more ducks are lined up. I mean, the fact is that Texas music is so broad and so deep, just everything about it, it's so different from any other place. It's going to take some really big minds to figure out how to do this properly.
Well, so maybe in a few weeks we'll see another letter from Michael Hall. Dear Beyonce Knowles. Or maybe not. You'll have to keep tuned to TexasMonthly.com to find the answer to that one. But it's an intriguing possibility. Congratulations on the piece. We'll have a link to it at TexasStandard.org, of course. Michael Hall, good to see you again. Thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks, David.